Hat on today. It's cold.
Good morning.
Good
morning, Mazel Tov. Thank you so much. We now begin Maseches Ksubos, which is called in Yeshiva Shas Katan, the mini Shas, because it has so many different topics every few pages. So we begin with the discussion of Nisuin. We know that in marriage, there are really two stages. The first stage is kiddushin, sanctification, whereby the groom gives a ring, or signs a contract, or engages in marital intimacy with his wife, and thereby creates kiddushin. Typically, kiddushin is by means of giving an item of value to his wife, and declaring Hareat Mekudeshes Li B'Tabazo Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, you are sanctified to me through this ring as the law of Moses in Israel. The nature of Kiddushin is that Kiddushin creates a status of sanctification. The wife is now linked to the husband by means of the ring. And they are husband and wife. If somebody were to have relations with the wife after she got the ring from the husband, that person would be put to death for having had relations with a married woman. Now, part of marriage is that in addition to the fact that this woman has the status of a married woman, there are obligations from the husband to the wife. The husband has to give the wife food. The husband has to give the wife clothing. Those obligations don't start with Kiddushin. Kiddushin doesn't create those obligations. Kiddushin, the Gemara uses the terminology in Sechas Kiddushin, Da'asar la kuli alma kehektesh. He prohibits her to the whole world like hektesh is prohibited to the whole world. Kiddushin creates sanctification, creates a prohibition. But for her to be considered exclusively his wife, she is going to be intimate with him, and he owes her food and clothing. For that we need Nisuin. It used to be in the days of the Gemara and the Mishnah that usually it would take a year between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Kiddushin would be performed, and then it would take a year to get together the wedding and to put together the house. And then, after a year, she would come into the husband's domain through the chuppah and sheva brachos, and that would be the Nisuin. So now, our mission teaches us the following. Besula, a virgin, nises liyoma revi'i. Her nisuin should only take place on a Wednesday. We shouldn't do the nisuin, the final wedding celebration, on a Tuesday or a Monday. Almana, a widow though, liyoma chamishi. Her wedding can happen on a Thursday. Why? Shepamayim b'Shabbos b'Tedin and Yoshvin b'Ayaros b'Yom Hasheni v'Yom Hachamishi Shem Hayulo Tanas b'Sulim Hayamashkin lebezdin. Explains Rashi. Ezra Hasofer, as quoted in Masechet Bava Kama, instituted 10 laws. One of his laws was that in every city, Bezdin should sit and issue rulings and deal with problems on Mondays and on Thursdays. So therefore, we want the marriage, the full-fledged marriage, the completion of the marriage, the Nisuin, to happen on a Wednesday. Why? If it's a Basula, if he's marrying a virgin, so he's expecting that he did the Kiddushin, let's say, 12 months ago. Now, today, he wants to do the Nisuin. Today is Wednesday. So since he wants to do the Nisuin today, she's a virgin. He's promising her a large amount of money because he's marrying a virgin, a woman who's never been married before. So when he's going to be intimate, he would like to see some blood because that's the sign of virginity, that no one ever was intimate with her before. She still has her hymen, and therefore he's going to be intimate with her and there's going to be blood. So if he's going to be intimate with her on Wednesday night and there is no blood, so what happened when he got married to her, when he did the Kiddush in the beginning of the marriage? She was presented as a Basula, as a virgin. Why is she not a Basula now? Oh, what probably happened is that in this year, someone else caused her to lose her virginity. Now that other person is having relations with a married woman, because let's remember, as we began, once there is a kiddushin, she's a married woman. So the same way a person who has relations with a married woman deserves to be put to death, a married woman who has relations with somebody other than her husband willingly becomes prohibited to her husband. So this woman is really prohibited to him. So we want him to be angry. And the next day, on Thursday, when Beis Din is first open, to go to Beis Din with a complaint. I married this woman 12 months ago, but something went wrong here. Because when I married her, she said she was a virgin. I believed she was a virgin. We knew she was a virgin. And now she's not a virgin. When I was with her last night, she wasn't a virgin. So it must be what happened. Somebody else was with her in the interim. And therefore he's going to complain. He's going to be upset. He's going to go to Beis Din to press his legal claims. Beis Din will investigate if in fact that's the case. They're going to make them separate, which is what we want to happen, because she's prohibited to him. And they'll make her lose her ksuba. They might even put her to death if they find witnesses about the disloyalty to her husband. But we want him to go to Beis Din. So therefore, they should get married Wednesday night. Because if he gets married, let's say, on Monday night, they're intimate. There is no Beis Din on Tuesday. Wednesday, there's also no Beis Din. Beis Din's only opening up shop on Thursday. So 3 days later, he might already calm down. And she'll already find ways to calm him down. And then he's going to be staying with a woman who's really prohibited to him because she was a married woman who had an affair. And a married woman who's disloyal to her husband is prohibited to her husband. So that's why a virgin is to get married on Wednesday. Again, Besula Nisus Liyoma Ravi, a virgin is to get married on Wednesday. Almana Liyoma Chamishi, a widow though. She was married already before. So there's no question of virginity. There's no question of, oh, I thought she was a virgin. Now I discover she isn't. She was a widow. She clearly wasn't a virgin. She had been married once before. So she can get married already on Thursday. Because Beis Din is going to open up shop twice a week in the cities. That was the Takana of Ezra. That is B'yom HaShe'ini B'yom HaChamishi, on Monday and on Thursday. And the reason why he has to get married on Wednesday, Shemaya Lo Tainas Pesulim, because if he's going to have the claim, where is the virginity? Where is the hymen? Where is the blood? Hayamashkin LeBeis Din. We want him to wake up right away and have a Beis Din open, which he can go to complain, and we can hopefully figure out what is the case. That's what the Mishnah teaches.
What happened to Sunday?
Okay, the Gemara will ask that question. Let him get married on Sunday. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, Bipnei Ma Amru Besula Nisis Liyom Ravi. Why do we have this Mishnah teaching us that a virgin is to get married on Wednesdays? In other words, to have the second half of her marriage on Wednesday. Her Nisuin should be on a Wednesday. The Fisha Shaninu, because we learned in a Mishnah later on, Higiyaz Man Velo Nisu. Ochlos mishalov, ochlos pechuma. So, we're going to see later on that when a man does a kiddushin to a virgin, he is given 12 months to get all this stuff together and to give her time to make herself ready for the wedding. And after the 12 months, he's supposed to do a nisuin. What happens if the 12 months arrived and they don't do a nisuin? Higiyazman, the 12 months arrived, but they didn't do the nisuin. He didn't. He reschedules the wedding or whatever. He doesn't do the nisuin.
Yeah.
So at this point already, Beis Din Institute, since the time for the nisuin has arrived, and, you know, how long can we make her wait? The responsibilities that will devolve on him once he does the nisuin already start. He has to pay for her food, and you know what? If he's a Kohen and she's a Bas Yisrael, she can already start eating Truma. Because as we learned in Maseches Yevamos, really, once there's a kiddushin done, a bas Yisrael can start eating truma midoraisa. It's only midrabanan. And when there's only kiddushin, she can't eat truma. But here, since it's already been 12 months, the rabbanan suspend their law and they allow her to eat truma. So if the 12 months have arrived and they didn't do nisuin, so she gets to eat his food. He has to feed her for ochlos the truma, and she can eat truma.
What's the chachman for the 12 months? What's the purpose?
To give her time to prepare for the wedding.
But you could stop a whole machloket if you do the nisuin straight afterwards, because then there's no question if she was a virgin or not.
Yeah, but they needed time to prepare for the wedding. They didn't have what we call engagement.
No, but you don't create this doubt that was it that she lost
that's
her virginity
used to do.
In 12 months, or was she
back
in
They did. They used to take them time to put together the wedding and the finances to be able to support her. So, since we learned later that igiyas man velo nisu, if the 12 months have arrived and they haven't done any suin, ochos mishalov, ochos betruma, the wife can start eating from his food, and if he's a kohen, the wife can eat truma. So yachli giyas man be'achad b'shabbos yemalam zonos. Maybe if he did a kiddushin a year ago, and now this year is up on Sunday, so maybe if the year is up on Sunday already, we'll say, hey, the 12 months are up. Now he has to start giving her food. Now she can start eating truma. No, l'chach shanina. That's why we have to have our mission that says, listen, since the year is up on Sunday, who's stopping him from getting married on Sunday? Bez Din is stopping him from getting married on Sunday. Because Bez Din made a law that nisuin should happen only on Wednesday with the virgin. So since Bez Din made a law that the nisuin should happen on Wednesday, it's Bez Din's fault that there's no nisuin. And therefore, it's not his fault. He doesn't have to start paying. To tell you that since it's a din d'rabbanan, it's the takan of the chachamim, which is holding him back from the wedding, from the nisuin. Therefore, he doesn't have to start paying. It's not as if there's any guilt with him. So Amar of Yosef to this idea that he quoted in the name of Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Marei d'Avram, our master Avraham, God of Abraham. I don't understand this. Tell you, Tanya Bidolo, Tanya, you're going to explain the reason for something which has a Mishnah by means of something that doesn't have a Mishnah? Something which was taught is explained by means of something which wasn't taught? What do you mean? Hi, Tanya, by lo, Tanya. Ha, Tanya, by ha, Tanya. Both of these points were taught. Our Mishnah was taught that a wedding at the Nisuin has to be on Wednesday, and there's a Mishnah later that says that there's 12 months, and if the 12 months are up, then right away the husband has to start paying. No, the questions like this that Rav Yosef is asking. Elatoli Tanya the Mefarish Taima, Betanya the Mefarish Taima. I don't understand you. Our Mishnah already gave the reason why a virgin gets married on Wednesday, because Beis Din is going to be open on Thursday. So you say the reason for our Mishnah is based on the Mishnah later. The reason why we needed our Mishnah is because it was to teach us a Chiddush that impacts the Mishnah later. The Mishnah later says that after 12 months he has to start paying. So we needed our Mishnah to say, but if the 12 months end on Sunday, he doesn't start paying right away on Sunday because Beis Din is going to make him wait till Wednesday. It's not what we have our Mishnah. We have our Mishnah. The Mishnah already explains why we need our Mishnah. So therefore, we have to change what we're saying. Amr of Yudah Mar Shmuel, if Yudah said in the name of Shmuel the following, why did they say that a virgin should have her nisuin on Wednesday? As the Mishnah says, because Beis Din's going to open up shop on Thursday, and therefore we want them to be intimate on Wednesday night, because if he's going to find that there's no blood on Wednesday night, he'll be upset, and he'll be upset, he'll go to Beis Din right away. Oh, but asks Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, he asks the question that Izzy asked, let her get married on Sunday. Beis Din's opening up shop on Monday too. And if he's upset that there's no blood, let him go to Beis Din right away and say, there's no blood. I thought I was marrying a virgin. She turns out she's not a virgin. So I want my money back, or whatever. We want to figure out what's going on here. Answers the Gemara, Shaktu Chachamim Al Takhanas Benos Yisrael. The rabbis were very careful. They put an effort to figure it out, and they put an effort to institute a way to take care of and protect and ensure the welfare of the daughters of Israel, which is she a toreach b'seuda shlosha yamin. It's not a good idea, and we don't want Jewish girls to come to their nisuin, to their wedding parties, and it's not going to be a nice wedding. So we want to make sure that the husband is going to put in time to prepare the wedding, to have fresh food. So 3 days. Echad b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos. If we don't want it to get married on Monday, because if they do the Nisuin on Monday, the food might be old, it would be from last week. No. 3 days, fresh food. You should be cooking Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then the Nisuin will be on Wednesday. Ubrevi komtza. So now that we learned that Beis Din was caring to make sure that the Nisuin would be wonderful and exciting, so there, then we understand, what we're going to learn later, that if the 12 months are up, and the person doesn't go ahead to do the Nisuin, his wife can already start taking money from his bank account to get food. And if he's a Kohen, she's entitled to eat Truma. If the 12 months end on a Sunday, since he can't do the wedding on Sunday, because he has to start cooking now on Sunday for 3 days. So then, he doesn't have to start giving her food from his money. And that's the halacha.
Rabbi, the reason of this Beis Din on Monday and Thursday is because they read Torah, they take Torah on Monday and Thursday. Is that why those 2 days are chosen?
Why were those the 2 days chosen?
Right.
I think those were the 2 days chosen because those were the market days.
Market, like Megillah.
That's when people would deal with financial things. The farmers would be selling their wares. And whenever there's buying and selling, there's usually fights also. So that's when you'd have a Beis Din to deal with those, to resolve those fights.
Fights.
Yes.
Regarding this 12 months, could be 12 months or before, or we have to wait 12 months?
You don't have to wait 12 months.
Oh, could be or before, if there is two sides.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Does it seem like it would be hard to wait more than 12 months?
We want to protect her. We don't want her to have to wait more.
I guess these days wouldn't matter. It's not a real.
Nowadays we do it right away. We do the kiddushin and we read the ksuba just to have a little bit of a break, and then we have the nesuah.
It's not real.
Right. It's not.
I know she wasn't a basula from before.
Maybe she had never been a basula.
Yeah, a little bit.
I guess she had made representations that she was. Her parents had promised that she was.
And then if she was with somebody, she was living before them. So.
Yeah, we're going to see that. All of that's going to be brought up.
There's time between the Kedushin and the Suin now, this, so
Seth,
someone can claim.
That's a huge discussion in Maseches Ksubos. That's the big discussion.
Today they wouldn't want to judge it immediately. They would, if it did happen.
Look at the Tosfos. Shimayo lo tainas besulim. In Tomar, Hatenach Eshas Kohen, Uplus Mibashal Shlekel Achad Sveka, Kedamina Begamara, Al Bishar Nashim Dika Svek Sveka, Maiti Nasa Yomer Revi. So Tosus asks, a woman, you have two questions, right? Number one, maybe she was not a Basula before the Kedushin. Maybe she became a non Basula after the Kedushin. So why should we be so careful and get married on Wednesdays? It Tosus deals with these questions. Okay, lefichach, therefore, chalahu. Once we've established that if the 12 months are up on a Sunday, we're not going to make him start giving her food because it's not his fault that he can't do the nisuin. It's best than it's saying he can't do the nisuin. What happens if other things happen that make him unable to do the nisuin? The 12 months come up, but chalahu, he gets sick. He can't go to the chuppah. Oh, chalsa he, or she gets sick. Oh, shapir sanida, or she becomes anida. Then eino mala lamazonos. Then he doesn't have to start paying for her food because it's out of his control that he can't do the nisuin. He wants to do the nisuin, but it's out of his control, stopping him from doing the nisuin. That's what Rav Yosef said. However, Ikud is another version, the Baila Mibaya, that had a question, that wasn't sure about these issues. Chalahu Mahu, what happens if the 12 months are up and he's sick? Is it Hasam Taima Mai? Do we say that the reason why if the 12 months end on a Sunday, he doesn't have to start paying for food? Mishum Da'anis, because it's out of his control. Vachanami Ha'anis, here too, if he's sick, it's out of his control. Oh, Dilmor, maybe Hasam Anis Betzakat Tekinu L'Rabbana. There, if it's the 12 months are up on a Sunday, it's out of his control, because Bezdin is saying that he cannot go ahead and do the Nisuin. Hachalo, but here it's not. The rabbi is saying that he can't do the Nisuin. He got sick, so it's his mazel that made him sick. So he should have to start paying. If you're going to say that if he gets sick, it was his mazel that got him sick, so therefore he doesn't get off the hook because he's sick. He still has to pay for her food. What happens if she gets sick? Can he tell her, I'm ready to marry you? So it's your fault. I don't have to pay. Or Dilma, maybe Matzi Amrele, she says, no, Nistachva Sadeyu. I am yours. I'm your wife. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at you for whatever reason. That's why he's causing your wife not to be able to be married to you. But therefore, you need to pay. It's your mazel causing it. Imtim Tzaloma Amrele Nistachva Sadeyu. If she can tell him, sorry, your field is what's getting ruined here. I got sick because of your mazel. Pirus Anida Mahu. What happens if she becomes Anida? So can he tell her, listen, I'm ready to do the wedding. It's you that can't do it, so I shouldn't have to pay. Or maybe she can say no. So the Gemara says like this, B'shas Vestaloti Bailach. Here it's important to point out something that we'll get to by Ezrat Hashem when we get to Maseches Nida. It used to be that the norm of women was that they had very, very regular periods. Every month they could predict when the period would start. That was called the Vest. Let's say it would come every month on the third of the month. Every month, the third of the month, it would happen. So the Gemara says like this. If it's B'shas Vesta, a woman who has a regular period, and it turns out that the 12-month date is the third of the month, and she always starts her period on the third of the month, so lo tibayalach, that's not a question. So lo matzi amrelei, nistachva sadeh. She can't tell him, listen, I'm ready for the wedding. It's your mazel that causes it not to work. Because ever since she's been 12 years old, on the third day of the month, she gets her vested. So this is her. This is her issues causing the impossibility of the wedding, not him. So Kitzi Bayalach, when would there be a question? Shalom B'Shas Vesta. Let's say she gets her period every month on the third of the month. But now the 12-month point, which from the Kiddushin was the 10th of the month, and suddenly she starts bleeding on the 10th of the month. So now, Kiva the Logoshas Vesta Havya, since she's bleeding not at her regular time, Matzya Amrele, she can tell him, Nistachva Sadeyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused your field to get ruined. Sorry, your mazel. I'm ready for the wedding. Odum, and you should start paying me therefore. Odum, or maybe Kiva Nika Nashi, the Kamish Shanayu Vestayu, since there are some women who sometimes change from their regular period. Kishas Vesta Danya, now that she's changing, it's still considered part of her regular period. So Pasha Rebbe Chai tried to prove this question from the language of that Mishnah. The Mishnah there says, Higiyaz Ma'at, if the 12 months arrive, Velo Nisu, and they didn't do a Nisuin. They didn't say Velo Nasu, that the husbands didn't marry them, they didn't get married. So it talks in the passive voice, they didn't get married. Then Ochlos Mishalov, Ochlos Bechuma. Then the wives can have to be fed from him, he has to give them money, and they can already eat chuma if the husbands are kohanim. Lo nasu, lo katan. He doesn't say that the husbands didn't go and marry them. Elo lo nisu, they didn't get married. So hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ibn kama akvin ini. If we're talking about cases where the wife says, I don't want it. I'm sorry, the 12 months are up, but I'm not ready for the Nisuin. I don't understand. Am I Ochos Mishalov, Ochos Bechuma? She's the one saying, I'm not going ahead with the wedding right now. So she can now start taking money from his bank account. It doesn't make sense. She's the one stopping it. So what does it mean, Lo Nisu? They didn't get married. Elalav the itnis. It must be that something happened that forced her not to be able to get married. In what way? Ki agav, one of these cases. She got sick. She had a need of bleeding when it wasn't her period, her regular period time. And in that very case is when the Mishnah says the husband should be feeding her with his money, and if he's a Kohen, she can already start eating truma. So you see that that's the case. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said no. I can tell you, if there's something happening out of control, let's say she gets sick or she bleeds, lo achlaf. The husband can say, I'm ready to go ahead with it. It's not out of my control. So she doesn't start eating. Udukamahakvi inhu. And really the only time she would be getting money from him is when he's the one who's causing them not to go ahead with the nisuin. He's the one stopping it. Why did the language say Higiyazman velo nisu, the time arrived and they didn't get married? It should have been Higiyazman velo nasu, the time arrived and the husbands didn't marry. I did it on a resha, but did he? Since the beginning of that Mishnah focused on the woman being the subject of the sentence, we give a basula 12 months. So in the end of the Mishnah it said, oh, and if the time arrived and she didn't get married, she starts getting his money. But really, the reason why she didn't get married is not because of her, it's only because of him. And if the reason why they're not getting married is because of her, maybe we don't know. So basically we have in the Gemara Lahalacha, we have two versions, right? One version of Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel teaches us, Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel taught us that if there is any coercion, he gets sick, she gets sick, or she's a nida, he doesn't have to pay for her food. And the other version is that we're not sure about that. We're a suffix. We just don't know what the halacha would be in those cases. So basically, what we've gotten into the discussion that we've sort of meandered into, we've started to discuss, is when you have a law that's supposed to be triggered, and then when the time arrives, there's some type of onus, there's some type of force out of your control. Really, he's supposed to be marrying her once 12 months from the Kiddushin have arrived. But it turns out that date is Sunday, so he can't marry her because on Sunday he has to start cooking. So now we don't say that the law is triggered, it's out of his control, it's the Chachamim we're saying he has to wait till Wednesday, and therefore he does not have the ramifications of giving her money for food or truma. So the Gemara now discusses, what about in a case where there's a tnai? Somebody made a condition. He said, I'm giving you a get on condition that I'm going to jump up two times on Tuesday morning. Come Tuesday morning and the guy is tied down by police. So he can't jump. So he says, listen, I'm ready to jump, but I'm being forced not to jump. So do we say, at the end of the day, he didn't jump? So, or do we say, listen, it was out of his control and therefore that's not considered fulfilling a tnai?
The question of truma, it's a question of whether or not she's allowed to have the truma or whether or not he's responsible to use his truma. She would be allowed to have it.
She'd be allowed to have his truma.
Was she allowed to have it even earlier than that?
Yes.
No, midoraisa she was, but midrabana not.
But from the 12th month on, she's allowed. Now it's a question of responsibility.
She's allowed to have truma because he's responsible to feed her. Because he has to give her money for food.
Showing how strong his responsibility is that he even can eat truma. Okay. This is where he's going.
Amar Rava, Rava said, Uleinyan Gittin, Eino Kain. In regards to a get, we would not have the law of the Mishnah. In other words, the law of the Mishnah is, or the law of Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel really is, that a person can claim ones, I'm ready to get married, but I'm being forced not to, so I don't have to start giving her money. And again, you can't claim, oh, I was going to fulfill the condition, I wasn't going to fulfill the condition, but I was forced to fulfill the condition. Once the condition was fulfilled, the get is a get. In other words, Alma Kasava Rava, apparently Rava holds, Ein Ones Begitin. A person cannot reject a get by claiming, oh, this condition was only fulfilled by means of coercion. No, the Rava, how did Rava know this? Is it from the following, if you're going to tell me, Rava knew it, from the following Mishnah. Fellow who says, Areza Gitech, this is your get. If I don't come back home in 12 months, I'm going on a trip. If I don't come home in 12 months, this is a get. And he dies within the 12 months, so he doesn't come home. So is that a get? So, ain't no get. Says the Mishnah, no, that's not a get. She still needs Yibum. One second. Ain't no get. If he died, it's not a get. Hachala, but if he got sick, and that's why he didn't come home. It is a get. Now why is it a get? Why can't he say, yes, I want to come home, but I'm sick, I'm being coerced. Apparently the fact that he says he's being coerced is not an excuse. The claim of coercion doesn't exempt a person by get. Since the condition was fulfilled, he didn't come home, it is a get. So I said, maybe not. Vidilma, maybe the Olam HaMelukhah can tell you, Chalonami ain't a get. Even if he would get sick, it wouldn't be a get. So then why did it say if he dies it's not a get? Could have just said if he got sick it wouldn't be a get. No, he grew for kamashma. This is itself a very chiddush. They get la'achar misa, that if a person is trying to give a get that should only take effect after he dies, it doesn't work because once he's dead, he can't divorce. The person says, no, that I don't need. Ain't get la'achar misa, that there's no get after death. Hatana le'resha, that we already learned in the beginning. Hareza gitech imesi, this is your get if I die. Hareza gitech mecholizeh, this is your get once this illness stops, because it's going to kill me. Or he says, this is your get after my death. Lo amar klum, that's nothing. So Gemara says, no. I'll tell you why we needed to say this Mishnah. It's not to teach us that if he gets sick, the condition was considered fulfilled, and it is a get. Maybe the point of the Mishnah is to exclude the view of our sages. The tiny in our brace in a brace of Rabbi Seinu Itirulina say, our sages permit a woman to marry without needing chalitza in the case of a husband who said, here's your get, if I don't come back within 12 months, and he dies within 12 months. And we explain, man Rabbi Seinu, who is this Rabbi Seinu? Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, it's Beidina de Sharu Mishcha. It's the Bezdin that permitted the oil. It's the Bezdin of the Chashmonaim, the Bezdin that permitted the oil. Savri Lak Reb Yossi, because they are of the opinion like Reb Yossi, Damer said, Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Olav. The date written in the get proves when the person is trying to have the get take effect. If he writes today's debt, today's date, and he says, if I don't come back within 12 months, this is the get. That means he's trying to say that the get will be a get from now if I don't come back within 12 months. If I don't come back within 12 months, then retroactively from now, it's a get. So now he's alive. So then it should be able to be a get. So that's the point of the Mishnah, that it's not. So Gemara says,
Kish, Esher Kish, it cannot get an Esher Kish. Cannot be two things together. It doesn't make sense.
What's that?
If you give the get,
right,
and he leaves,
yes,
she's still Eshet Ish.
Correct.
It's nice. So it's
correct. But retroactively, she won't be an Eshet Ish once he doesn't come back.
Twice. So he only gives her the he doesn't take care of the ketubah, just the get, you know.
From his money, they'll take the ksuba for her. From his assets.
Okay,
exactly. So Gemara now suggests maybe Rava's source is Misefa, the Ella Misefa. Maybe Rava learned the idea that there's no claim of ones in a get from the end. Because the end of the Mishnah says, Me'achshav, here's a get from now. Im lo basi mikan vad yud beis chodesh, if I don't come back within 12 months. Umeis besok shnei masar chodesh, and he dies within the 12 months. Hare is a get. It is a get. Meis, it says if he died, even if he dies, it's a get. So v'hua din l'chala, sounding like if he would get sick, also would be a get. So you see that, what do you mean? If he'd get sick, can he claim that he was an onus? So maybe not. Dilma meis dafka. No, maybe when he dies, it's a get. V'lo nichle de tipo kabi yibum. Because when he dies, we know that's exactly what he was trying to do. He wanted to prevent his wife from having yibum. So he said, if I die within 12 months, you're going to be megureshes now so that you won't have to have yibum. Elameha. So rather the source is the following for Rav Dahu Damaluhu. There was a fellow who said to the group, Elo Asina, if I don't come back, Mikandat Lassan Yomun, from now within 30 days, Lehava Gita, let it be a get. Asa the Sof Lassan Yomun, he came at the very end of the 30 days. Upaske Mabra, and he couldn't get across the river because the ferry was already on the other side. Amalusi screamed to everybody, Chazuda Asai, Chazuda Asai, you see, I did come back. I don't want there to be a get. I'm back. Shmuel said, no, he didn't come back. So from Shmuel's law that he said he didn't come back, even though he's claiming he did come back. It's out of his will that he didn't come back. That there is no claim, oh, it was out of my will. If at the end of the day the Tznai was fulfilled, the get is a get. And we don't say he can get himself out of a get by means of claiming he's being coerced. The Gemara said, well, maybe that was different. That was a coercive condition that's very prevalent. And the Kibbutz Boilel is doing Lo Asti, since he should have excluded it in his words and he didn't, he is ruining himself. So again, what is the source for Rava that ain ones be gittin, that there's no claim of ones in gittin? Stop here.